Están escuchando Radio Zapatista, Chiapas No Se Olvida. We're broadcasting today from San Francisco and doing a special report over the internet. Today's show is going to focus on Atenco and political prisoners. El show de ahora se va a enfocar sobre la situación en Atenco hace dos años y la situación de los presos políticos.
And if you can't tell already, the show is going to be bilingual.
Bilingüe.
So we're trying to get the message out to not only the people who speak Spanish and the people who speak English, but also the people who speak Spanglish.
¡Au! Y vamos a empezar el programa con un comunicado que salió el 11 de septiembre de este año desde Chiapas. We're going to kick it off with a communique that came out on September 11th of this year, straight from Chiapas, reminding us of what the situation is with the political prisoners.
Desde los primeros días en que nuestros compañeros y compañeras de la otra campaña y del Frente de Pueblos en Defensa de la Tierra fueron tomados y tomadas como rehenes por el gobierno federal, entonces y ahora del Partido Acción Nacional y del Estado de México del PRI, y encarcelados y encarceladas injustamente, un pequeño grupo de hombres y mujeres de la otra campaña montó un plantón frente al penal de Santiaguito.
As of the first days after our companeros of the other campaign and the People's Front in Defense of the Land were taken hostage by the federal government, then and now the National Action Party, and the State of Mexico, the PRI, and unjustly imprisoned, a small group of men and women of the other campaign set up a small encampment in front of the prison of Santiaguito.
En estos más de dos años, han salido libres decenas de esos compañeros presas y presos. Según nuestros pensamientos, esto ha sido gracias a las movilizaciones realizadas en México y en el mundo, al trabajo comprometido de sus defensoras legales y a la tenacidad de este pequeño grupo de compañeros y compañeras que, sin tener la atención de los medios de comunicación, aunque sí la de las policías federales, estatales y municipales, que no han dejado de hostigarlos y hostigarlas, y amenazarlos y amenazarlas. Día y noche levantan la demanda de libertad y justicia para Atenco.
In these more than 2 years, dozens of our compas prisoners have been set free. According to our thinking, this has been thanks to the mobilizations carried out in Mexico and around the world, to the committed work of our legal defenders, and the tenacity of this small group of compañeros that, without any attention from the media, through with the substantial attention from the federal, state, and municipal police that have not ceased to harass and threaten them, day and night they have raised the call for freedom and justice for Atenco.
En estos más de dos años, es cierto, algunos se han retirado o han espaciado sus asistencias al plantón, pero un núcleo se mantiene constante y es el quien les hace saber en todo momento a nuestros presos y presas que nuestro movimiento no los abandona ni los deja solos y solas.
In these more than 2 years, it's true that some have withdrawn or vacated their presence at the encampment, but there's a nucleus that has remained constant, and it is this nucleus that is the assurance to our prisoners that our movement has not and will not abandon them.
Como todos ustedes saben, hace unas semanas, esa farsa trágica que es la justicia legal mexicana dictó una nueva pena indignante en contra de nuestros y nuestras compañeras que están en la cárcel del Molino de las Flores y en el penal de alta seguridad de La Palma, Almoloya, en el Estado de México. sumando así un eslabón más a la ya de por sí larga cadena de injusticias que pesa sobre estas compañeros y compañeras.
As you all know, a few weeks ago, that tragic farce that a Mexican legal justice dictated a new and outrageous sentence against our compas in Molino de las Flores and in the high-security prison La Palma in the state of Mexico, adding a link to the already long chain of injustices weighing down our compañeros.
Desde ese momento, el EZLN tomó contacto con los compañeros y compañeras que se mantienen firmes en el plantón. Entre otras cosas, como resultado de esos contactos y consultas, diversas y diversos individuos, grupos, colectivos y organizaciones que pertenecen a la otra campaña, hemos convenido reforzar, en cantidad y calidad, el plantón de Molino de las Flores y en convertirlo en un espacio de encuentro de la otra campaña, además de convocar a nivel nacional e internacional a renovar la campaña por la liberación de nuestros y nuestras presas.
As of this moment, the EZLN made contact with the compañeros that have remained firm at the encampment. Among other things, as a result of these contacts and councils, a variety of individuals, groups, collectives, and organizations that belong to the other campaign have convened a reinforcement in quality and quantity of the encampment at Molino de las Flores, converting it into a space of encounter of the other campaign. In addition to convoking, at national and international levels, the renewing of the campaign to free our prisoners.
Así convenimos rotar la asistencia al plantón, promover y participar en actividades político-culturales en ese espacio, y retomar los contactos que se han logrado en México y en el mundo, para coordinar nuevas actividades exigiendo justicia.
We suggest that we rotate attendance at the encampment, promoting and participating in political cultural activities in that space, and taking up the contacts that we have made in Mexico and the world to coordinate new activities in demand of justice.
Con la Red Nacional contra la Represión y por la Solidaridad, formada fundamentalmente por individuos, grupos, colectivos y organizaciones de la otra campaña. Con la Unión Nacional de Organizaciones Populares de Izquierda Independiente, UNOPI, con la Unidad Obrera y Socialista, UNIOS, y con algunos grupos y colectivos libertarios. Además, con compañeras y compañeros que han apoyado a la Comisión Sexta del EZLN en la otra campaña. Se ha acordado un calendario de participación y actividades que inician este 16 de septiembre del 2008, fecha en la que se cumplen 3 años del arranque de nuestro movimiento.
With the National Network Against Repression and for Solidarity, made up fundamentally by individuals, groups, collectives, and organizations of the other campaign, with the National Independent Union of Popular Organizations of the Left, UNOPI, and with Labor Socialist Unity, UNIOS, and with various liberation groups and collectives, as well as with compañeras and compañeros that have supported the Sixth Commission of the EZLN and the other campaign, we have agreed upon a calendar of participation and activities that are to begin this September 16th, 2008, on the third anniversary of our movement.
Por esta razón, les escribimos, para invitarlos, invitarlas, a que asistan al plantón del Molino de las Flores, a que participen en las actividades que ahí se realizarán, y que en sus grupos, colectivos, organizaciones y unidades de trabajo locales, regionales y estatales de la otra campaña, propongan y realicen acciones en demanda de libertad y justicia para Tenco.
That is why we are writing you, to invite you to attend the encampment of Molino de las Flores, and to participate in the activities to take place there, and two, in your own groups, collectives, and organizations, and in the local, regional, and state work units of other campaigns, to propose and carry out actions in demand of liberty and justice for Tenco.
Just listen to the communique that came out, that was written by the EZLN, came out on September 11th, and we wanted to talk a little bit about, I mean, the communique talks about Atenco, but it doesn't go into the details about lo que pasó en el evento. Entonces queríamos hablar un poquito de las acciones del evento, ¿no? El día del 4 de mayo de 2006, 2 years ago. know, the 3rd and 4th of May, which were the days when the repression happened and sort of what exactly happened. And we wanted to also play a couple clips, you know, interviews from alternative media organizations and also stuff that we've broadcast in the past about this topic, actually. And if you want more information about Atenco beyond what we're going to talk about in this program, you can go to our website. We have a special page on Atenco. It's radiozapatista.org/Atenco Vive. And there's all the programs that we've talked about Atenco in linked directly from that site.
Si quieren más información sobre Atenco, pueden encontrarlo en nuestra página web radiozapatista.org. Hay un enlace especial para Atenco y presionen clic allí y va a haber más reportajes y más información de lo que pasó en el 2006, en el 2007 y una nueva entrevista este año.
Así que regresándonos al mayo 3 y 4 del 2006, lo que sucedió fue que 60 personas que estaban vendiendo flores en Texcoco fueron atacadas por la policía de México.
They were kicked out. There was a group of flower vendors in Texcoco who were kicked out from the places where they sold their flowers from every day. There were like 100 police agents who came to kick them out. So they, you know, they were expecting trouble.
Sí. Y pues claro, la gente se resistió. Hubo una resistencia enorme que empezaron la policía a usar violencia contra ellos para sacarlos a lo que diera costa, ¿no?
And they killed a kid in the sort of confrontation between the police and this organization from Atenco, which is a community right by Texcoco. The organization is called El Frente del Pueblo en Defensa de la Tierra, which had a long history of organizing against neoliberal projects, like an airport that the government had wanted to construct there a couple years before. There were a lot of people who went to Atenco the next day as a response to what happened the first day, but all the charges that, like the legal charges that the police were trying to make against people are based on having been there the day before. So they're charges that don't make any sense to charge people with who weren't there. The clip that we're going to listen to next is a clip that was recorded on Flashpoints, which is another radio show that's broadcast on KPFA, but our special correspondent Alejandro, who's right now in Mexico, did an interview with John Gibler, who's a reporter who was actually down in Atenco at the moment of the repression. And this clip that we're going to play comes from when John was actually in a van that was carrying Alexis Benumea out of Atenco to the hospital. Alexis was a kid who was shot in the head with a tear gas canister on May 4th, 2006 by the police and eventually ended up dying because of the injury that he sustained.
This is John Gibler with DNET and Global Exchange. I'm in Mexico on the highway going into Mexico City. In the back of a van, we rented one of the combis that drives on the highway to take a young man who was shot in the head with one of the tear gas canisters during the protest this morning. Soon after he was shot, his parents and friends took him into a house to be hidden because the police were still beating people with batons very intensely. And for hours, they were hidden inside of this house because the police were going door to door, breaking down doors and ripping people out, beating them, and then taking them to jail. So they had been hiding for about 10 hours with this young man who was, again, shot in the head, bleeding rather intensely, and it looks like he might now be in a coma. He's been unconscious for several hours. We're in a combi on the way to the hospital in Mexico City.
So you're attempting at this time to get to the hospital in time to keep him alive?
Absolutely, yeah. We were trying to find ambulances. I found out about this because some of my friends from the alternative media who've been covering the other campaign were in Atenco, found refuge hiding in the same house when the wave of riot police came in around 6 in the morning, and they had my cell phone and contacted me for me to try and help arrange getting an ambulance, but it's taken forever. We couldn't find one, so we finally just grabbed a van.
So during those 2 days, 2 people died and 218 people were in prison. Only a handful of police have been persecuted for very minor crimes, and many of those convicted have since been exonerated. Of the 47 women arrested during the police riot in Atenco, 26 report being mentally, physically, and sexually tortured during their detention. To date, no police officer has been convicted of torture or sexual abuse.
Me parece también importante distinguir entre el día del 3 de mayo y el día del 4 de mayo, que en el 3 de mayo fue cuando desalojaron a los floricultores en Texcoco y hubo el enfrentamiento entre los miembros del frente, ¿no? Y la policía. Pero después, al día siguiente, el 4 de mayo de 2006, fue cuando mandaron 3,500 policías federales y estatales a invadir el pueblo de Atenco. And that was the day that they arrested all these people that Jessica just mentioned. Since this topic that we're talking about here is political prisoners, the crazy thing is that all those people were charged with, you know, crimes that a lot of them could not have committed because the crimes were sort of based on what had happened the day before, and a lot of the people weren't actually even there the day before.
Soy Italia Méndez. Estoy procesada por el delito de ataques a las vías generales de comunicación. Fui detenida el 4 de mayo en una casa que fue allanada por la Policía Federal Preventiva. Fui golpeada y sometida a interrogatorio. Posteriormente me subieron a un camión donde fui desnudada, torturada por tres policías y violada también. Los hechos se dieron con mucha violencia. La violencia la sufrimos todos y todas los que estábamos en el lugar, los que fuimos detenidos. Sabemos que hay aún órdenes de aprehensión hacia algunas personas que no sabemos sus nombres, pero bueno, que siguen el hostigamiento policiaco y el espionaje para seguir deteniendo más compañeros. Fui afectada, fui torturada y a pesar de eso, bueno, pues se fijaron responsabilidades contra mí. Sigo un proceso junto con otras 147 personas que tenemos el delito de delitos, ataques a las vías de comunicación. También tenemos otros 30 detenidos y detenidas, 7 mujeres entre los 30 detenidos, que en el caso de 5 están por ataques a las vías de comunicación y secuestro equiparado, y 2 más por ataques a las vías de comunicación agravados. Tras casi 2 meses de lo sucedido, en mi caso, me encuentro no del todo bien, estoy afectada psicológicamente, hay secuelas en mi mente por la tortura y obviamente por la agresión sexual. Lo que me lleva a seguir adelante en la cuestión de la denuncia y de la lucha por la libertad de los presos y de las presas políticas es precisamente el saber que esto es una injusticia del Estado, pero sabemos pues que el Estado dio un golpe certero a la gente de la otra campaña, a los que había un gran porcentaje de los presos y de las presas que somos adherentes a la otra campaña y que hemos venido viviendo esta violencia. Ellos pretenden que nos callemos, como hace un rato lo comenté, pretenden que tengamos miedo y que dejemos de actuar, que dejemos de organizarnos, que dejemos de participar políticamente. Esto no lo lograron, no lo van a lograr. Nosotros creemos que es posible un mundo diferente, que es posible un mundo donde quepan muchos mundos, y entonces sabemos que la construcción de eso va a costar mucho trabajo y que cuesta sangre y que cuesta dolor, pero a pesar de eso no estamos dispuestos a abandonar la lucha.
El próximo audio es una entrevista con Trinidad Ramírez Velázquez, esposa de Ignacio del Valle. Y gracias a Radio 13 por esta entrevista.
Pues estamos viviendo una situación muy difícil como familia, muy difícil como compañeros, como pueblo. Con esta sentencia que le dan a Ignacio, pues no es otra cosa que una cadena perpetua para aquellos que levantan la voz y que hablan con la verdad de frente a las autoridades para exigir nuestras demandas hacia el pueblo. De esta nueva sentencia que le dan es, lo están acusando a Ignacio como autor intelectual, como alguien que dirigió todo todo de lo que ellos han acusado, como es el secuestro y los ataques a las vías de comunicación. Sí, es este el delito mayor, el secuestro equiparado. Cuando que nuestros compañeros, cuando que Ignacio jamás ha secuestrado a nadie, porque hay que distinguir entre retener a alguien para obligar a que venga alguna autoridad a dar solución a los problemas de que en ese momento se están demandando como pueblo, como organización, en este caso con los vendedores, que no les solucionaron el problema. Digo, nadie llegó. Es que no saben distinguir entre quien mutila, entre quien viola, entre quien asesina. No saben distinguir.
We can't talk about 2006 without talking about all the other things that were happening in Mexico, and I think it helps us sort of analyze what this communique is trying to do with Zapatista groups and what we're trying to do with today's show. So 2006, some of us were in Mexico, and we remember that the uprising in Oaxaca happened that year, and we remember the communities being on red alert. We remember the elections happening in Mexico during that time. And what kind of response happened back in 2006? So on May 3rd, there was an attack by police on these compas that were adherents of the other campaign. And people from the other campaign responded. And we see that there's continuing that response with this communique and saying we're not just gonna forget about each other. Us as collectives, it wasn't just one collective that responded to an issue, but it required people from different organizations, people from different alternative media groups to bring attention to what was happening there and to bring people to show the truth.
And another thing that the communique points out is that the sort of response, while it involved, you know, there were multiple responses going on at the same time, including, you know, stopping, putting a pause on the sort of tour that the other campaign was making through Mexico and staying in Mexico City for a chunk of time, but also setting up this plantón at the jails. And this plantón has been going for the last 2 years. And as they say in the comunicado, the plantón and sort of the help that the lawyers and the sort of Zapatista legal aides and all these people have been able to get is that some of the people, a lot of the people who were in jail, have been able to leave. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's been able to leave, and obviously there's still people in jail who have long jail sentences, like Ignacio del Valle, who just last month had 45 extra years added to his already 67-year jail sentence. And, you know, a number of other compas who were sentenced to spend the next 30 years in jail. So the question is, like what Jessica was just saying, how do you respond immediately to actions as a sort of grassroots, horizontal, international network of organizations and collectives and people, and incorporate that into sort of your daily lives and your daily way of doing politics?
Y pues mucho de esto viene de la idea de la otra campaña, ¿no? Y cómo se formó, como dices, ¿no? Aunque cambió un poco la campaña, creo que llevaba esa idea, ¿no? De traer estas conexiones que se hicieron, quizás se hicieron más rápidamente por la represión. Y también hay que ver, ¿no? Cómo en el comunicado dice eventos políticos culturales, ¿no? Que ya es la cultura es resistencia, ¿no? De que es algo político, es de decir, estamos aquí y somos quienes somos y no vamos a cambiar por el gobierno, ¿no? Y vamos a defender nuestros derechos, nuestra dignidad, ¿no? Con los presos, que es una injusticia. El vender flores, que se vuelve una injusticia, un crimen, ¿no? Lo criminalizaron, vender flores en el piso, ¿no? ¿Qué vamos a hacer si no podemos vivir de nuestra cultura, de la tierra, de todo eso? ¿A dónde vamos a llegar?
So based on what we've been talking about with the kind of the repression it, in Atenco, and also the kind of response to it in the sense of reproducing and responding, but also kind of creating new ways of kind of living and new ways of resisting. I think it's important to kind of to always remind ourselves what the Zapatistas is asking us to do. That sense of kind of acting locally and recognizing our own struggles, whether it be in our own home, our own local workplace, our own communities. I think through that, there's a couple pretty inspiring events in response to the prison industrial complex, if you may, critical resistance since the San Francisco 8, but also in the sense of kind of reproducing new ways of living with each other, with our communities, and also with our folks we work with.
And also framing what these kinds of events are going to be our own plantón de Molino de Flores, in a sense, like in San Francisco. There's a call out for, you know, local actions, and so we're talking about the same issues here.
So if you want to come out and support on Sunday, September 28th, the Free the San Francisco 8 collective is going to be having a benefit concert. It's at the First Unitarian Church on 14th and Castro in Oakland. If you want more information, go to freethesf8.org. There's going to be live music. It's sort of going to be the after party. I don't know if I should call it that, but for the Critical Resistance, which is another event happening this week in the Bay Area, and that's starting up this coming Thursday and will be continuing until this Sunday, which is the 28th. So yeah, you can register Friday, and there's going to be all kinds of workshops going on Saturday and Sunday dealing with the prison industrial complex. There'll be different focuses on immigration, focuses on indigenous peoples here in the U.S., and that's going to be at Laney College, 900 Fallon Street in Oakland, and you can go to criticalresistance.org for that event.
I think it's important to challenge ourselves to not look at these events as events. I think to provoke or to enable the culture of resistance, as was mentioned earlier in the show, that we can look at these both of these events not only as events but as encounters, so we can kind of continue and hear each other's struggles here in the U.S. On the other side, and kind of what people are going through and how people are resisting and how people are recreating new lifestyles and new learning frameworks and a new world in some ways. So in the October show, we're going to continue this discussion of repression, specifically with the raids going on in Mississippi and also up in Northern California, with flowers actually, and kind of all over the world. So I think it's important to not forget that this repression, although there's big events such as the SF8 or Atenco or Critical Resistance and what they're working on, it's happening every day to our compañeros and compañeras here in the U.S. and all over
the world.
Like Tyler said, we'll be back in October with our next show on the radio, and you can always check us out on our webpage after the fact. This has been a special broadcast of Radio Zapatista desde el barrio de la Misión, el corazón de la Latinidad.
A la comodidad de tu computadora.
Buenas noches.